Okay, we're heading into Bedezzet, as we're often doing. Yeah, Karina had an MRI. Magnetic resonance imaging? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is.
And to me, I mean, admittedly I'm not a claustrophobe, but Karina is a bit of a claustrophobe, I think.
A lot of a claustrophobe.
Oh, okay. And unlike CAT scans, where you're sort of sitting inside a donut, and they slide you back and forth?
Yeah, that's right.
MRI, you're inside a tube, and would it be fair to say a fairly narrow tube?
Narrow tube, and you stay there for about at least half an hour.
And with
your
arms above your head?
That's right.
And they ask you to do something else you hate to do, and that's hold your breath?
Yes, I was not very good at that.
And as you can hear, she's got a bit of a cold, as do I. And my understanding is, when I think of holding your breath, I think of, you know, breathing in and holding your breath, whereas you're saying it's not like that?
No, you have to breathe out and hold out for 20 seconds, and I defy anyone to be able to do that.
Well, actually,
I can't do it. Yeah. But
you can't hold your breath for 20 seconds,
no.
Let alone exhale.
No.
So,
particularly when I'm in an anxious mood anyway.
Right. So your heart rate's going a million miles an hour.
That's right.
Add to that the fact that your first MRI experience a while back was unfortunate because they forgot to give you ear protection.
They did for the first half of it, and it was just awful because it's so noisy inside an MRI machine.
And what does it sound like?
There's some really very loud sort of beeps, and then it clunks a bit, and then it goes chuck, 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 chuck a fair bit, and it's really awful.
Okay, I thought it was like a banging sound.
Oh, it does bang a bit, but it's just so noisy.
Okay. So, magnetic resonance imaging. I mean, ultimately, it's completely non-invasive and harmless in the sense it doesn't cause you any physical pain, unless they forget your hearing.
That's right. Although, I don't know whether I imagine it, but you can sort of feel stuff, but I think I might just be imagining it.
I mean, it is a very strong magnetic field, but I doubt if... I mean, I guess there is some iron in the body, but I don't think it's in a form that can be...
Yeah.
Magnetized, but what would I know? So basically, an MRI is fine unless you're A, claustrophobic, B, anxious. I mean, chances are, if you're in an MRI, you're anxious.
C, have a cold because you want to cough and you can't cough.
D, not good at breathing deeply and holding your breath in any situation, let alone. So apart from that,
that was fine. You're still a bit traumatized.
Yes. So, but yes, it's good to have these checkups, I guess. So, I guess I'm trying to think what the equivalent medical procedure would be for me that would fill me with dread. Actually, for me, it's the really simple ones, like, you know, grab them, turn to the left and cough.
Oh, yours would be acupuncture.
I suppose. I'm not as big a needle phobe as I used to be. Like, my recent visits to the dentist, I've made a point of not only not asking him to hide the needle, as the old dentist used to do for me. He used to keep it below my eye line and then tell me to shut my eyes, and so I never saw a needle at the old dentist. This one I've told him I'm not afraid of needles, I'm not afraid of anything at the dentist, just to see how I go. And so he holds up this enormous freaking needle right in front of me, and what I didn't realise is how far in it goes. Like, it's got this enormous point on it, probably, it looks like 15 centimetres, but probably only 8, and you know, you see him put it into your mouth, and it goes down and down. And this is like, you know, on my front gums. It goes in and in and in. And I'm thinking, my God, he's going to be sticking into my eyeball in a minute. But yeah, I guess that's the equivalent for me. I used to be a bit of a, whatever the Latin word for needle is, a needle phobe. Yes, the joys of hang-ups and medical procedures.
Yes. Yeah, I'm quite anxious. I was quite envious of the guy going in after me, because he was having an MRI of his knee, so you don't have to actually go in very far, you have to stick your leg in.
Still, you had to put up with the smell of fear you left behind.
That's true. And the poor technician, she was lovely, but I could tell she was going, oh my God, I heard them talking in the control room, she's a claustrophobic, be careful.
Nice.